Vermont, and I've been a member of Hunger Mountain Co-op since 1992.
We all know that Vermont's not immune to disaster. We need to be prepared, and advanced warning is critical to the safety of yourself and your family. This is Governor Peter Shumlin. VT Alert allows you to receive warnings via your smartphone, email, or landline and other devices. At vtalert.gov, you can choose to receive notifications for your area about approaching storms, floods, traffic tie-ups, and other problems. Sign up today at vtalert.gov.
All right, we're back, and we're going to switch topics here, as we kind of frequently do here on the program. We're talking about some mental health issues. If you have any questions or comments, you're welcome to join us, as always, at 244-1777. That's our local number in central Vermont. You can also reach us toll-free, and that's at 877-291-8255. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to Mary Moulton. Mary is the Executive Director of Washington County Mental Health Services. She also did a tour of duty in the mental health department here in Vermont during Tropical Storm Irene. Actually, she was kind of pulled out and brought in as a fixer after the big storm here. So we're going to talk about some of the issues that are facing the mental health community. As many of you know, there were some real challenges before Tropical Storm Irene. And, of course, that storm complicated things, too. Thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you, Mark, so much for having me.
Talk first about Washington County Mental Health. What's its job? What's its goal?
Well, Washington County Mental Health has been around for over 50 years, Mark. And so we, we started way back when with a handful of folks really just working to move people out of the Vermont State Hospital. As you know, it was over 1,000 folks that were there, and move them into the community. So we are a community-based service, and since the 70s, have worked very hard to build that service for our community and have people think about mental health like physical health. We all have struggles, and so, you know, as 50 years have gone by, we have built services at Washington County for moms who are having babies all the way to elders. And we have multiple divisions. What we realize is we don't get out much to talk about that. So I really appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk a little bit about what our services are and what some of the needs are in our community, no matter what table I go to, whether it's a state meeting or whether it's a hospital meeting or a doctor's office. What we hear is we need more mental health services.
Why is that?
Well, that's a question we ask ourselves all the time. But I think one of the reasons that we need those is because we should be looking at mental health like physical health. And so if we think about how we take care of ourselves physically, we need those services on a par. One of the efforts that has been happening around the subject of health integration, for example, in this past couple years and all the health reform has been, in fact, to get more behavioral health, what they call behavioral health, mental health, and substance abuse services into doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually participate in that in Washington County. We have therapists working in a couple of our medical practices in Central Vermont area, and we're expanding on that service as well so that it's more of a one-stop shop for folks.
I hope this isn't too philosophical a question, but why is it that we as humans treat other humans who have a mental illness differently than a physical illness?
I think over time, if you look historically, and that's a really good question, by the way, I think that it comes from a place of fear. We've worked on that as a community, and I'm proud of the Central Vermont community, but in particular, we're sitting here in Waterbury. I'm really proud of Waterbury because, you know, the state hospital was here, and folks in this community really learned from people coming out of the state hospital and recognizing that we have struggles in our lives. If you live life, at any point in time, you're going to have some kind of mental health issue, whether it's anxiety, depression, grief when you lose someone.
Yep.
Anytime you go through a stress in your life, you need support. And that can come from good friends. And for people who don't have supports, it might need to come from a counselor. Or even for people who do have supports, they might need a neutral person to talk to. And then we have folks who have serious mental illness. And in order for them to live in our community as community members and participate, they need special assistance. And so at Washington County Mental Health Services, we provide what we call case management and supports. And so we're actually helping people with housing. We help people with getting work. We get them to their doctors. We provide a psychiatrist if they need it. We also help with transportation. So we've built a very vital agency. In fact, we have 750 people who work for us at Washington County Mental Health. And
wow.
Some folks may not realize that we provide over 100 units of housing for people who may have difficulty in finding housing.
Mm-hmm.
We've built this over time in order to keep people out of higher levels of care and in the community.
Which are much more expensive.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. Go back, though. I think you're correct in saying that part of our way we treat people with mental illnesses is fear. But we fear physical pain and physical illness, too. So I'm still not understanding what it is about that that it makes people so darn uncomfortable.
Well, you know, we perhaps there may be many answers. It may be that mental stress doesn't come to us as early in life. And so when it does, it kind of hits you on the head and you're not quite sure what's happening for yourself. What we want to say at Washington County Mental Health is please come in and call, you know, we have a central intake number. Call our number and come in or seek a private counselor, whatever you need to do. We really want to have people break down those walls of stigma and not be embarrassed. And I think there's less of that as we talk more openly about it, but we have in the state high rates of suicide. Another reason I'm really appreciative of being able to talk about this today is because people may have a sense of self-esteem, Mark, and so if they have a mental stress, they are feeling themselves embarrassed. And so what we say is, hey, it happens to everybody. So come in and talk about it. Please don't let it get too far where you lose hope and you get too depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always encouraging folks to talk.
Before we get any further here, so how do people, if they're having difficulty, how do they get in contact? What's the best way for them to engage with you?
The best way is to call our central intake number, which is 229-0591. That's an 802 number, 229-0591. That's also our emergency services number. And we have a 24/7 hotline, so folks can call it. But it is an intake number if people just want to call in for services. The emergency services program that we've had at Washington County has also been in place for almost as long as the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that work that are called emergency services clinicians or screeners, they do go out. They're a mobile crisis team. That's one of the efforts that happened through the Act 79 money, what we call the improvements to the mental health system that happened a couple years ago, was to make that effort statewide. Washington County Mental Health Services, and I will say also, excuse me, Developmental Services, because we provide services for folks with developmental disabilities, has had that emergency service all that time. We work closely with police. We work in hospitals. We work in schools. We go to people's homes. Whatever it takes, the emergency services folks respond.
We're talking with Mary Moulton. She's the head of Washington County Mental Health Services. We're going to take a phone call here. Let's head to Corinth. Forbes, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
I've got a question, and if mental health comes in all different capacities, it could be just from a traumatic experience in one's life, whether it's divorce or child loss or anything in that nature. Once you're involved seeking help, of course, with the electronic records and everything else, you're pretty well become a leper. Insurance companies, the ability to own a firearm, everything else is jeopardized. And how are they looking at a way to sponge this situation? I think that would be making it too difficult or impossible would deter people from seeking help when they really need it because of the problems that come out of once being on the record.
Okay. All right.
That's a very good question, sir. And I think that's exactly where that stigma comes from. The question you have around, for example, firearms and a prohibition that comes with committal is one that Vermont is looking at right now. I believe there's a bill in the legislature, and there will be testimony going on around that this week. I think we have to be very careful about pigeonholing people who have mental health issues. And people use the word committal loosely. Committal really has to do with a legal process, and about 60 people in Vermont get committed every year. There are many, many people who have mental health issues. They are not committed. So I believe that as we look at a bill like that, for example, and you brought that one up, we have to be very careful about the language, because even people who are committed may not have been violent in their thought process with any kind of weapon. And therefore, we need to be careful about how that law develops.
Okay, how do we do that responsibly? Because then there are other people. I mean, last year, Cheryl Hanna of the Vermont Law School, easy access to a gun, had been at the up at Fletcher Allen. I mean, you know, where's the line on this?
Again, a very good question. These aren't easy answers, and when a person is feeling that depressed and that hopeless, that's where it comes in that we want to be talking about mental health. And so the question the gentleman poses is very interesting, because if we pose it, then the fear is some right will erode. I think we have to be very careful, and that's why we have advocates in the state that talk about this all the time. It's a very difficult question when things get too unsafe. Mm-hmm. But people do have civil rights, and balancing those civil rights with active treatment, active open doors for folks to come in, and privacy around what's happening for them is essential. And that's why mental health law is so strict around confidentiality, because of the very concerns that are voiced in that question.
What more should be done, Mary, about this, what I would call a problem between people with mental illnesses and the police? And how the police handle people with mental illnesses. What more do we need to do here?
We are working very hard at that. And in Washington County, actually, we administer a contract through the Department of Mental Health to provide proactive training between law enforcement and mobile crisis teams. This was a new effort. It's called Team 2. We have a person who works contracted for us through Washington County to provide that training. She's very experienced. And we have those trainings going on throughout the state right now. We have one coming up in Washington County this week, I think. And so that's a training where you review scenarios of people who are in crisis, how you would respond to those together, how police might respond to those alone, what some of the things are clinically that might be going on for someone, how to be safe in those situations. By practicing is how we will get better at it. By responding together is how we will get better at
it. It's interesting, because you're not just talking about the police response. You're talking about the response of people in the mental health community, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's take a couple more calls here. Let's go to Plainfield. Charlie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to ask the commissioner there, I'd like to get right to the meat and potatoes, the dollars. Over the years, I've gone to your office and I've gotten copies of your tax returns. And one figure really bothers me. It says that you have, at least for the last 3 years in a row, over $6.5 million cash non-interest bearing. I'm assuming that's in a checking account. Why do you have that much money set aside like that? The other is, why don't you invest it so it might take some of the burden off the taxpayer? And from the front page where revenue is. Apparently, I'm going to say 90% of your revenue is Medicaid. Since when does Medicaid pay that much money that you can stockpile that amount? The last I knew, Medicaid was around 50 to 60%.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your call.
So he said commissioner. I think he means Washington County Mental Health. I'm
right.
No longer the commissioner. We do have cash on hand as a nonprofit organization. Part of what the Department of Mental Health actually asks us to do is have days of operation. If we were to experience any kind of disaster, we need to be able to continue operations. And we are asked to have 60 days of cash on hand. We operate at 130,000 probably a day just to operate. We also, are being a nonprofit, really put our money back into our programs. And so the development of ongoing program has to happen in mental health because we have continued needs. So we may need a new building, and we need to capitalize that. In order to do that, we need to be a healthy agency. So therefore, we do keep, we do have assets, and it's extremely important when you run a corporation.
Why is it invested in something short term? Money you have?
We do have some investments, and we have money in checking accounts because we have to have the flexibility at any given time to utilize those funds.
Let's go to Barry. Wendy, good morning.
I wanted to say that I've been dealing with your agency for years. I have a loved one who's a client, and I've just been very, very, very pleased with the quality of the people who work there, their compassion, their intelligence, their follow-through, and their support for family members as well as the person themselves. And wanted to add to that my sister is a clinical psychologist and worked up until recently for the Social Security Agency out of Boston that did disability reviews. And her whole area was New England. And she told me that of all of the agencies, she felt that Washington County Mental Health was the best mental health agency in New England. That includes, obviously, the Boston area, you know. So I just wanted to put that out there so everyone knew how your work is recognized and how important it
is.
Wow.
All right.
In terms of stigma, I think some of it comes down to, like Mark, you were asking, why do people feel so differently about a mental health, which very often really is a biological issue, as opposed to cancer or broken back or whatever.
Yeah.
And certainly I've dealt with that. The sympathy that, or the kind of support that I get, I think, compared to if it were physical, is pretty glaring. And I think it has to do with this idea which started merely centuries ago I won't go into the history, but the idea of thinking of us and other. We see ourselves as separate from others. So if we're not dealing with something, it's easier to see, to put the other person or group of people as other than us.
Right.
And therefore, mm-hmm. you know, not have maybe the empathy or compassion that we would like. And a response to what I just heard, I also think in this, and I don't mean this whole society, what we value is a little skewed. So the people who are really doing the work of helping other people, such as the people who work at Washington County, you know, nurses, teachers, the people who
right. yep.
serve us food and wash our dishes are all at the low end of the pay scale and are often the first ones to get criticized for.
Right. Let me interrupt if all I right. could, Wendy. Let me get our guest to comment. Thank you. Huh. Wow.
So thank you, Wendy, very much. We hear very good things from other folks around about our agency, and
What do you think you're doing so much better than? I mean, you know, getting higher reviews in a place in Boston. It's pretty good. What do you think you're doing differently?
It is, and you know, when I came back to Washington County Mental Health 15 years ago, Mark, I took a walk around our agency, and that's a big walk because we have many programs, over 60 actually, and The people that work for us are so caring and compassionate, and we are very proactive. We allow a certain level of autonomy at Washington County Mental Health that I believe in, that I support, to really grow that creativity, allow our staff to bring forth ideas, and we very much include our families and our people, our clients, in the conversation. That does make a difference. And so we're, while being very proactive in our community, partnering and collaborating with other providers, we also are very open to hearing criticisms, to hearing questions, and to working very hard creatively at providing services. So we do research. We have people who do that. And we struggle with paying people at market value, say, in comparison to what the state could pay or what a hospital could pay. I find, as I talk to my staff, that they are very happy to be at Washington County Mental Health. If we get people to stay with us over 2 years, our turnover rate goes way down. But we still have jobs open. And one of the things I wanted to say today is that we are wanting people to come in and learn about our agency. We are wanting them to come and hear a little bit about our history and come and apply. We have jobs open, over 30 of them across our agency, from children's programming, working with kids in schools as behavior interventionists, to a position in facilities. And we have, as I said, several of those to work through. We have clinical positions doing counseling. We have positions open in our residential support homes where you can work with folks with developmental disabilities or people with significant mental health issues. So we're going to have a job fair and an open house coming up in February, and we hope people come in and learn some of the things that Wendy said about our agency. And I would say we also do outcomes, and that's very important. We need to be proving what we're doing. We work hard at that at Washington County Mental Health. We just published our 2014 outcomes measures, which you can find on our website at Washington County Mental Health. It's WCMHS.org.
Talk more about the open house, when and where.
The open house is going to be on Wednesday, February 18th, from 4 to 7 p.m. We're going to have it at our Children, Youth, and Family Services building, which is new. It's at 579 South Berry Road in South Berry. This is our office space, and it's also our school. We have a high school, middle school at that location, and we want folks to come in. We'll give tours, and this is not just a job fair for children's positions. It's for positions all across our agency. Mm-hmm. We'll do interviews right there. We have about 30 positions open, and talk to people, and hopefully be able to sign some folks up to come and join our great team.
When you talk about outcomes, what are the outcomes that you're looking for in your line of work when they're sort of hard to measure?
We do what's called results-based accountability.
RBA,
so
we'll, yeah.
Yes, RBA. So we're wanting to know, you know, what we do, how well we do it, and if it makes a difference. And so that is how our outcomes report is put together. We look at, for example, if someone is working, how many people we help to be employed. We have measures we're supposed to achieve along those lines. With children, we might look into our school system and say, if they have behavior issues, how are we helping to reduce those? And we actually mark all of those measures with every individual child to see if we're successful. If we have people go into the hospital, we want to help them get back to the community as quickly as possible. We have the best outcomes in the state for people being in the hospital the least amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very proud of that. We implement an active protocol. Those are the types of measures that we look at across our system. We also do wellness. We have a wellness collaborative where we're on the other side of the scale, helping people to prevent needing more care. So we ask them how, for example, if they go to mindfulness yoga, which we have, how that helps their stress level. Mm-hmm. And we do a survey for every single one of those people so that we know what the outcome is. whether what we do is helpful, because if it's not, we don't want to put state dollars there. We want to put it in the best place.
Let's go to Montpelier. Eudora, good morning.
Mary, I go to mental health, but Tess wanted to take me down to Boston because that's where I was supposed to go. And somebody told her no. And she called me up. She says that, you know what, SUX. And I just said, that's strange. To Tess is there. And then Kyla took over, and I have to go down to Lebanon. I don't know what Lebanon's going to happen. I have to go to Boston while I get a ride.
So, thank you, Eudora. I think what Eudora is talking about is transportation, which is so important for folks, particularly as we look at this day, Mark, where nobody's going to be traveling. But part of what we do through our case management services is getting people transportation. And anytime I might have a call from someone who says, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get someplace, I will call the case manager or the division, just as any of our staff would, to say, how can we help fix that problem?
Mm-hmm. You, as somebody mentioned, used the term commissioner. You did, after Tropical Storm Irene, move into a position of really being helpful. And I guess I'm wondering now, you know, you're right there on the front lines. How is the state of Vermont doing now post-Tropical Storm Irene? Have some of those pressures been resolved? Is it still as bad as it was? Where are we?
Big question. I think we are better. We need some more time. We have built more beds. We have a lot of beds in the system, both crisis beds in the communities. We have four of them, for example, in Washington County, so people don't have to go to a hospital. We do a lot of hospital prevention that way. Those crisis beds are in every community. We have a hospital now in Berlin. It's not quite fully open, as I understand it. So I don't know all the ins and outs, not being at seeing those numbers every day. What I do know from Washington County Mental Health's perspective is we do still have people, for example, waiting in emergency rooms. Our experience over the last couple of months is that those stays, with a couple of exceptions, have been a little bit shorter. We have to look now, I believe, at the system flow. We have to be able to take people out of the hospital when they're ready to go within our communities. We also need to be able to move people from emergency rooms into a hospital bed, just like, again, we're talking parity here. If you have a heart attack, you're going to get a bed. If we have someone coming in a mental health crisis, I always say that's their heart attack. We need to get them a bed within a reasonable period of time. And I believe that the average hourly wait is at least 8 hours if we average it across the state, perhaps longer. We have people, sometimes individuals, who wait for a couple of days. So we need to improve that, and we need to improve that through system flow.
Boy, you know, we're starting to get to the point where you can't say anymore Tropical Storm Irene just happened. You know, it seems like we you say we need more time. I guess I'm wondering why.
When you build a new system, you have to work for a while to work out the kinks. And so some of those kinks lie in legal processes. Anytime someone goes into the hospital where they've been placed there against their will, for example, there's a time period that may involve a court hearing. Those hearing dates and when they're set are prescribed by law, but there are there are times when the hearing date gets pushed off for some reason, and so things can get sticky in the system. I think one area we're hearing now that's sticky is for people with who are elders, who have geri psychiatric problems, so geriatric psychiatric issues, and how we can, within this current system that we have, there may be 8 people in it today, for example, who are stuck in a psychiatric bed that might need to go to a nursing home, or they might like to go home with and have more supports. The question is, can they really? And so how can we help nursing homes who might be worried about taking someone who have psychiatric issues to open their doors more to those folks? If we could improve that, just being one example within the system, the flow in the system might be better. And I think it will take some very active work for another year before we know.
Tough stuff.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Well, your open house again is going to be happening on Wednesday, February 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. See, I can actually read upside down.
Yes,
Mary.
You can.
Children, Youth, and Family Services Building, and that's on Southbury Road in Barrie.
Yes.
If people, again, that phone number was 229-0591, seemed to be a bit of the catch-all number.
That's for services. And if you want to know more about our open house and you're looking for a job, just go to our website, WCMHS.org. You'd be able to see the jobs that we have open. You can actually do applications there. And the number for that is 229-1399.
Do I have to have like 1,000 degrees to even look at these jobs?
No. There are jobs available where we'll say, for example, you know, a bachelor's degree is preferred. That means if you've got a lot of drive, you want to work with kids, and we have behavior interventionist positions open, come and see us. Come and talk to us about it. We'd love to talk to you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Mary Moulton is the Executive Director of Washington County Mental Health Services. We'll take a short break. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugarbush and AM 550 WDEV Waterbury, Montpelier. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, hi. I pegged you for an animal lover.